Okay, the other scenario, let's see. In that week, we have Thursday the 5th. And on that date, we have only the affiliates task force. I don't know if we have crossover there or not.
No, I wouldn't be able to make the 5th, but I can make the 4th.
Mm-hmm. Well, we need you, Jim. How late would be late? How would that work?
No, it would be probably 8-ish.
8-ish central.
So you're about a half hour late.
Tony, how do you feel about skipping out on a governance meeting to do this?
On Tuesday?
Tuesday the 3rd, yeah.
At 8:30?
Yeah, I think we would do it at 8:30.
Sure.
Okay. We'll have to apologize to the governance committee, but I think that is the most logical date. I don't want to go into the following week because we know we're going to have to deal with PFW and then BAI as soon as humanly possible after that. Okay, what do people think about the 3rd?
I'm doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Schedule it. I'll talk to Bill about streaming or at least recording if we can't stream. Governance may have streaming rights on us, but we can at least record ourselves. And my assumption is that by the 3rd we can have an Excel-based document. Barbara?
Go ahead. I have sent an Excel document. I will try to fix it so you can actually read it. I don't know what size it is, so why you can't.
Okay. Well, hopefully in a week we can get that ironed out. I would think so. If it takes a little back and forth, it takes a little back and forth, but that will give us at least some time to sort out what people's tech problems are.
Richard, to the set.
Yeah, go ahead, Richard.
A while ago I said, well, if there's a problem in the format or whatever with the A's, why can't you guys get with the folks at K and send us the same type of document?
I have exactly the same kind of document. I add a couple of tabs for my own calculations, but other than that, it's exactly the same.
I couldn't understand.
I'm sorry. I said that it is the exact same template. I add a couple of tabs for my own calculations because I prefer to have it all in one place. However, it's exactly the same template.
Okay, well, if you can send it, Maria, we'll troubleshoot. If I put some time into it, I can probably reformat something or another and make it work.
Can I ask if other people have been able to open it?
I've only been able to open it with OpenOffice Calc 4. I can't open it. If I save it from that as an Excel spreadsheet, I still can't open it in Excel.
Okay, well, I believe I had it in the lowest version of Excel, but I will go as low as I could go. It's just sometimes formatting and things, tend to get all screwy with that. But I will certainly give it a try. I protect the cells, and they will remain protected, but you will be able to follow the formulas and such.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Richard?
Would it be inappropriate for me to ask a question about the budget without any numbers?
Oh, no, I don't think it would be inappropriate. You might be sorry that you did it, but go ahead.
Okay. I hear in the discussion from you and the other folks there and I guess in the office, I don't know where they are, that there's going to be, that the budget has an increase of about $250,000 worth of payroll. How is that money going to be raised? How is that going to be?
Mr. Uzzell, there is no more additional payroll going into the budget. What you see is what you get.
Where's he getting the credit?
Tracy? There is not, sir, there is not an increase in the payroll additional to what you are seeing. My budget template shows $2,045,000, and we are not expecting on increasing that number, although Tracy keeps telling you that.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Of course.
Was it not in the budget last year at 1.8?
For 2012 or 2013?
It was actually 1.7 in 2013 was the budgeted amount.
And that is because the treasurer at the time, the NFC treasurer, decided that we needed to cut $120,000.
I don't know personalities there, so let's please not go into personalities. I'm trying to get a figure. I'm trying. We got 1.7 or 8 somewhere in there, and then this year's budget you're coming in at 2.4 or something like that. I think you said. How do you
2.045.
2.045. How do you make up that additional money? What do you do different? Do you sell 14 more boxes of widgets, or what do you do to create that much more money?
Well, we didn't have to create that much more money because we actually, are doing okay. So, we don't have the 2013 numbers yet, but we have been functioning just fine without any personnel cuts. So the 2013 budget had personnel cuts in it that KPFA was not planning to do.
Okay, let me ask that question one more time from maybe a little bit different point of view. You're talking about spending more money than was budgeted last time. And I'm saying, where does that more money come from? Do you do something differently that you didn't do last year? Where does that new money come from?
Well, last year we were at a surplus. So I'm going to ask our GM to maybe also chime in here, please.
You're saying last year is this current year. What is your surplus for this year?
We don't have the numbers, sir.
You don't have what?
He's asking for surplus.
They don't know.
We don't know yet.
Oh, no.
There are tentative figures in the audit that are not a surplus.
Our GM would like to speak. Richard Baratsky.
I'm having a little bit of trouble focusing on the concerns here. I have to tell you, at the last LSD meeting, I said that the difference between general manager and board members was that general managers tend to be a bit more pragmatic, and board members have the luxury of being rather idealistic. I have to tell you, I'm looking at the title of the organization, of a particular committee, and it is the finance committee. It's not necessarily the budget committee. I assume that you're all concerned about the finances of this station and every single other station, every single entity in this network, including National Office, including the archive. I'm terribly concerned because, quite frankly, I don't want to make any kind of decision with regard to the budget because essentially, I'm not going to be the general manager who has to implement it. But I do want to try and protect whoever that is from a budget that in any way precludes that particular general manager from raising revenue and would force that general manager to in some way degrading the product, which would, of course, lessen the amount of revenue generated. I'm terribly concerned, folks, because I spoke to the national office today, and they need money for things that are happening in New York and elsewhere. They can't go to New York for that money. They're coming to us. I am terribly concerned, folks, that you're looking at small numbers in a budget, and you're understandably concerned. But I would ask that you look at the large picture. This network is hurting for money. There are three stations that are above water for the most part, two that are not, an archives that is struggling, and a national office that is underwater. Please, please give some consideration to the fact that KPFA is doing something right, because when the network needs money, it comes to us. Please give us some benefit out here. Please address the national finance as a whole. I'm a newcomer to Pacifica, but I think that's what this committee is supposed to be doing. And as I said, if the LSD agreed this modest surplus, it the needs of everything that they wanted, I would ask to defer some degree of consideration to the LSD, and that you defer some degree of consideration for one of the few areas of this network that is keeping afloat.
Madam Chair, I'd like to ask the gentleman a question.
All right, go ahead. I'm going to enforce what our call is saying here again, that this is not actually getting to where we need to be, but go ahead.
I don't, I understand part of what you just said, and I don't see where that comes anywhere near answering my question of if your budget is raised. I merely ask, where would the additional money come from? Is that asking too much?
Not at all. All I would ask is that you look at the budget. For example, over the last years, this particular station has actually increased the amount of revenue it has generated each year.
No.
This particular budget is assuming that we will not generate it, and it still projects a modest surplus.
I don't know. That doesn't really answer my question, but that's fine. I'll be quiet.
Okay. Listen, guys, I think that we've got as far as we can go here. We obviously need an Excel template in one piece with whatever the modified listener, sponsor, and premium numbers are. We are going to get that. In addition, the audit will be approved so we can use the 2012 actuals to inform our decisions about the 2014 projections, which is good, which will help. So I'm going to suggest that we adjourn this meeting until tomorrow. We do have a draft budget from KPFK, which we've all had a chance to review for a substantial period of time, along with endless minority reports. So we have lots of data, and I think we'll be able to proceed with that tomorrow. And then we will meet again on September 3rd and review the KPFA budget at that time. And I'm sorry for the delay, but when numbers shift significantly, there are consequences. That's what's happened. I want the numbers to be correct, so I'm glad to some degree that we were able to identify these errors and fix them, and we will go forward from there. Please do send the Excel template. If there are problems opening it, we have about a week to sort of carve through that, and I think by the 3rd we should be able to have a document that everybody can read and weigh in. Okay? So, unless there's anything further, I think we can adjourn until tomorrow. Anybody else? Okay, then. Good night.